To the tally of my soul, loud and strong kept up the gray-brown bird, with pure, deliberate notes spreading, filling the night. Loud in the pines and cedars dim, clear in the freshness moist and the swamp perfume, and I with my comrades there in the night. While my sight that was bound in my eyes unclosed as to long panoramas of visions, and I saw askant the armies, I saw as in noiseless dreams hundreds of battle flags borne through the smoke of the battles and pierced with missiles I saw them, and carried hither and yon through the smoke and torn and bloody, and at last but a few shreds left on the staffs, and all in silence, and the staffs all splintered and broken. I saw battle corpses, myriads of them, and the white skeletons of young men, I saw them, I saw the debris and debris of all the slain soldiers of the war, but I saw they were not as was thought. They themselves were fully at rest, they suffered not. The living remained and suffered, the mother suffered, and the wife and the child and the musing comrade suffered, and the armies that remained suffered.